izwi silthola encwadini yesibili kwabaseKorinte isahluko 11.
And our word we get from 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
Kusukela evesini lesibili.
From the second verse.
Ngokuba ngiyanishizekela ngokushizekela kukaNkulunkulu. Ngokuba nganginendisele endodeni eyodwa ukuba nginiyise kuKristu niyintombi emhlophe.
I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy. I promised you to one husband, to Christ, so that I might present you as a pure virgin to him.
That's green lab.
We'll end reading there.
Manjege, I text, ese silfundili izwi likaNkulunkulu. Ukuthi ngiyanishizekela ngokushizekela kukaNkulunkulu.
The text, God's word that we have read, says, for I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy. For I have betrothed you to one husband. Being a Christian means going for one thing, not mixing things together, that different things.
Manje njengokuba sinenkonzo yomthembiso.
Now we've got an engagement service today where a boy and a girl get engaged. We've just mentioned how they do things in the world at engagements.
But
Paul says, I'm jealous for you with a godly jealousy. Because you've been engaged to one man, to Christ.
Kungaba yinto eyihlazo, yinto embi, uma kukhona umama obhanqayo amadoda.
Now it would be a very sad state of affairs when you find a woman who has two husbands in her life.
Kunzima lokho, abe nendoda yakhe ashade naye.
You are married to one, but you've got another one just by the way.
I know,
there was such a woman. She was married, but when the husband left for work, she let another man into her house. That is something terrible. When her husband found out, he got terribly angry. He said, I'm going to go back and I'm going to kill that man. Now we live in a time where everyone has their rights. Children have their rights, prisoners have their rights. Everyone has their rights. It's a time of freedom, they say, but it's very often a freedom from hell.
Sinomthetho kaNkulunkulu, sinendlela kaNkulunkulu okufanele ukuthi kuqhutshwe ngayo.
We have God's way, God's law, and that's the way that we should live. Our leader was sharing with us earlier on about HIV and AIDS. What a terrible disease it is and the havoc it's wreaking all over. Why? Because we've got our liberties and our freedoms where you've got men going around with men in relationships, and women with women, and unmarried people, and this is the result of it.
Kodwa impeleni besingekho isidingo salesi sifo emhlabeni uma kungathiwa yilona lo uhamba ngendlela yakhe.
In fact, this disease should not even exist if everyone would only live the way they should.
Khulunywa ngengozi zemgwaqo njengokuba ukhisimusi amaholide abanye bashayela bephuzile abanye bangena ba drive ku wrong side uma ungagcini imithetho nezimpawu zemgwaqo noma ungahamba ngemoto ephambili ebiza kunazo zonke ngeke usuke la ushaye stenge ungahlangananga nengozi.
We've heard about motor car accidents. How many people are injured and killed as a result? Why? Because people are drinking. And then they drive. You find people driving on the wrong side of the road. You can drive the best and most expensive car there is. If you don't stick to the rules of the road, you won't even get to Stanger.
Kushukuthi nasempilweni yethu ngokomoya nokomzimba nomphefumulo kufanele ukuthi sigcine izimpawu zikaNkulunkulu. Nemthetho yakhe ukuthi kuhambe kahle. Uma saphuma esipolweni, isitimela siphuma esipolweni, vele ingozi chitheka igazi eliningi.
And so it is in our own lives as well. Be it in spirit, soul or body, we've got to live according to God's laws. Otherwise we'll go off the road, we'll go off the track.
Kodwa manje nokholwa sekukubi ngoba abantu bayasheba. Nginzwile basha ngisho ukuthi owesifazane abe namadoda amabili naze nahleka ngoba niyayibonela ukuthi noma nise ngabantu abasha ukuthi ayisile leyo nto ayifuneki leyo nto.
I even noticed when I mentioned that a woman has two husbands, two men in her life, even the young people had to laugh about it. There was a reaction. They, even young people, realize that that is not right to do such a thing.
Nangokholwa uma sithi siyakholwa uJesu siphathathisiwe simukela isidlo sinamathikithi esonto sithi siyakholwa kanti siyahlangana noSathane kusho ukuthi amadoda sifana nomakhothi onamadoda amabili uJesu noSathane.
So if we call ourselves Christians and we are baptized, we partake of communion, we have our church membership ticket, and we go to church, we do everything as one thinks one should in church, but at the same time, you're living for in the world, you're living for the devil. You're exactly the same as a woman with two husbands in her life. And Paul says, but I fear for you, lest you be deceived, just as Eve was deceived by the serpent. The Bible speaks a lot about purity. Being a virgin and living a pure life, holy life.
When
a bride gets married, she wears a snow white dress. And that white dress is symbolic of her life, that she has never been touched by any man.
Asuka faka neveli, iveli likhaza ubuntombi nto njengokuba eshila ubaba uSpisi eshila ukuthi inglazi yakhona ayikaphulwa ayikabulawa.
And she wears a veil which is symbolic of virginity, of purity, just like Baba Spisi said, it's like that glass that hasn't been broken.
Kusho ukuthi umuntu ubuntombi busagcwele.
So she is still pure, a virgin.
Kuzofikuyise ubaba angene naye asuse iveli athi mkhwenyana sengiyahlukana phakathi kwenu iveli lisuliwe susiwe iveli okuyilona lona.
And as it's done, when the father brings in the bride, he removes that veil. And by that saying to the young men, to the bridegroom, now I removed from between you, now I hand over to you my virgin daughter.
Uphile impilo ka Maria, unina ka Jesu. Uma ingelozi uGabriel ethi uzozala indodana, athi kungenzeka kanjani ngoba yikho indoda engiyaziyo angathintwa muntu.
That girl has lived a life like Mary, the mother of Jesus, who, when the angel said to her, you will, a son will be born of you. She said, but how is that possible? I know no man. I've never had
anything. Ngoba ufuna ukufaka ingubo emhlophe qhwa engenababa engenawo amabala.
A Christian, a child of God, lives a pure life. Before marriage, she has nothing to do with another man, so that she can wear that white dress in truth, that it signifies something that's true, that there are no spots on her.
Athi ngifuna ukufaka neveli.
And she says, I also want to wear a veil. Showing that I am holy and pure before God and before men.
Kodwa uma ufica intombi isihlangana nesoka layo ekusithekeni sebeyahlangana woqonda wena ntombazana ukuthi uyingane kaSathane usikhombisa ngokusobala uyingane kaSathane uma wahlangana nesoka noma wahlangana nentombi wena nsizwa uqonda ukuthi angisho nokuthi umntwana kaSathane likhulule logama lokuthi umntwana mntwana kusho umntwana wasebukhosini ngithi uyingane kaSathane.
But you, if you as a young person have to do with the opposite sex, you're unmarried, but you meet with a boy or with a girl, then you are a child of the devil.
Niqonde nje ungahlupheki. Futhi uPaul uthi nginovalo ukuthi uSathane zonkhohlisa ngoba uSathane namkhohlisa ukuthi vele siyoshada. Ngakho ke ngoba siyoshada sesingakwenza lokho. Nyabona uSathane ubakhohlisa kanjani abantu bakhe.
And Paul says, I fear lest you be deceived. Because the devil does deceive people, especially young people, who then say, well, we're engaged now. We're going to get married anyway, so now we can go ahead.
Noma imcabango, wone ngemcabango, ngoba umcabango kuNkulunkulu ufana nesenzo.
But you can even sin in your thoughts, because to God, a thought is like a deed.
Kusho ukuthi kufanele ukuthi usigcineke umhlophe.
So you need to live a holy life.
Pure. We've got to be pure, clean, faultless, spotless before God. A thought is like a deed. And don't let the devil lead you astray and say, we engaged already. It doesn't really matter. It matters to God. But you, child of the devil, it doesn't matter, because you're on your way to hell. But if you're on the holy road, the highway of God, it matters. It's a matter of life and death.
Samuel uthi hayi akusho lutho kodwa kuNkulunkulu kusho okukhulu ngoba yena ulindele ukuthi uyihambe indlela yobungcwele.
USathane uyabakhohlisa inyoka endala ukuthi sengoba sithembisene sesingavakashelane senze izinto sihlangane bahlangane bengakathembisi bathumele ngale makhalekhukhwini baxhumana ngakho uSathane lo.
And many people, before they get married, they and even before they get engaged, they're sending each other SMSs and messages from one to the other.
Kodwa uPaul uthi ngifuna ukuthi nibe msulwa kuNkulunkulu.
But Paul says, I want you to be holy and pure before God.
Noma umfundise khona noma engekho noma ula esontweni noma usekhaya noma usedilobheni eThekwini noma laphi noma usebeach kodwa ube phambi kwakhe uNkulunkulu.
And God doesn't only expect you to live that holy and pure life in church. When you're in front of the minister, He expects it from you wherever you are, at home, at work, in Durban, on the beach, or anywhere.
Kushukutike kufanele. Ukuthi ongakaphenduki aphenduke abuyele kuNkulunkulu. Namhlasine ngane zino 12 years, 13 years. 14 years, seziye emakliniki, ziyohlela umndeni, uhlela umndeni, kungakakhumi amabele esifubeni, uzonqelisani amakadini.
God expects holiness from us, and if you haven't repented, you need to repent now. But what do you find today? People, young people, 12, 13, 14 years old, they haven't even reached puberty yet, and then they're already going to family planning clinics.
Manje sinabanye abamhlophe angibachazele. Abanye abamhlophe bayadideka. Bathi ngani ukuba uma sekushiwe into babuye bahleke. Ngithi ke cha, lokho kuyinto enhle. Omhlophe uyathula. Kodwa onsundu uma kumhlabe enhlizweni uyahleka. Uyazi ukuthi iqiniso lelo ukuze bangaphatheki kabi. As some whites can't understand, they say, but why do they laugh now and then? When it's very serious and critical, then suddenly they laugh. Say, that's a good sign. When it hits home, then they laugh. We whites are just quiet. If they don't accept it, then they'll get angry. So it's a good sign. And then if they laugh, then you know they've understood what has been said. That was just by the way. Ukuze sichaze nje. Ngoba phela izizwe ngezizwe. Ngoba uma khona imshado bakhitikiza abanye abantu baphesheya bathi hawu sekuzosuka impi yini. Sekuzochithwa igazi yini.
It's like when you're at a function and people start ululating and you don't really know what's going on. And you think, well, is a war breaking out or what is it? And all the time they're just very happy.
Uma ke singamaKristu asibe amaKristu oqobo. Sibe amaKristu ngempela, amaKristu. Singazenzisi, singaFarisi.
If we are Christians, let's be genuine Christians. Let's not be Pharisees, hypocrites, but let's be genuine about it.
UPaul uthi ngifuna ukunyisa kuKristu. Nimsulwa. Ni ntombi nto.
And Paul says, I want to present you to Christ as a pure young virgin. There's a place not far from here. A young man wanted to get married to a young girl and he paid his lobola, he paid it in full. And the next day after the wedding day, there was a huge commotion.
The What I'm some funaga pindele muva. Nam kipeli mali. Nai kipa. Zabo 11. Kotwa. Gim tole. Enga tuele. Ang some fun. Wabizom fundis. Fundis was a lamut. Wawatanu kolo. Azulula lendo. What figum fundis. Umkwenyan what? Ka. ngakhiphi imali egcwele ngifuna into begcwele isiyonakele. Hey, makoti, qaphelisana uma nishada. Ufuna ukuthi ngixoshwe umkhwenyana.
The husband was up in arms. He said, when I paid the price for my bride, I paid it in full. Everything was paid. But now I've spent the night with my bride, and I find she is not a virgin anymore. She was not complete as I paid the price. She must take her things, go back home. I don't want her. They called the minister. They said, please come. Try and get some reconciliation going here. The husband said, I'm not interested.
Namhla khushulwa nezisu kusho ukuthi uma kufika abakhongi beyokhonga sokuzofanele ukuthi chaze ukuthi usuhu sekhushulwe izise ingakhi eyimbili eyintathu ukuthi kuphulwe iinkomo hey siyaye enkingeni uma sekulotsholwa bathi sifune ezo 11 kanti use treating ingane imbilo meyintathu wayibulala wayihlephula.
And nowadays even abortion is allowed, so nowadays that will even complicate matters more, because you should actually be honest about it and also say how many you've aborted.
UJesu ufuna umakhoti sibe umakhoti wakhe ophelele.
Now Jesus wants us to be his perfect bride.
Singabina sici, singabina bala.
Without spot or wrinkle. Spotless. Let me just use an example of another woman. She was an important lady in the church. When there was a service, she would be sitting right in front. That wasn't here in this place, it was somewhere else.
Nge umaqulo ayaqule aqule azajive equleni kwakhe adance.
And when the congregation sang, she would get very involved and even start dancing to the music.
Aqule aqule,
moving with it and singing.
Kanti ngolunye usuku kwavela indaba yakhe.
But then one day suddenly it came to light.
Kwatholakala ukuthi lo mama ufuye inyoka ekhaya.
They found out that this lady was breeding a snake, snakes at home.
An occult snake.
Had to do with occultism.
Uma iphuma enkonzweni. Hayi ke kube nkulu indaba ibe nkulu. Kanti uma iphuma inkonzo uye ekhaya uzoyiphakela le nyoka yakhe ipalish.
So she'd be in the service, very much involved there, but when the service was out, she was off home to go and attend to this snake of hers.
Asuke ayibize ayithakazele inyoka yakhe ayibize ngegama ayikambe ibe negama ayiculela asho ibongo zayo.
So there she was in the church but involved in occultism at the same time. She'd go home, she'd speak to the snake, she'd communicate with it.
Ugugana indoda eyodwa leyo.
Is that
uJesu enkonzweni ekhaya uSatan?
Is that being betrothed to one man like this lady, being in the church with Jesus there but at home with the devil?
Hayi ngathi inkonzo izoba mfushane ngoba kuse u12 to 11 kusho ukuthi ake ngixoxele nje elindaba futhi.
Now it's only 12 to 11 now, so we can still keep it short even if we bring in another story.
Sikhathi hamba kancane kangakanelakho.
Yeah.
Oh, bengithi mhlawumbe selimile sengingenwa okwamakholwa. Vuthu buye ucime.
I was worried that my watch had stopped already. I couldn't believe I still had so much time. I thought it had stopped like some Christians. They go for a while and then they stop. In Northern Africa there was a congregation.
UNkulunkulu ubesebenza kulelo bandla.
And God was at work in this
abantu bebanda enkonzweni.
And the congregation grew.
Kodwa ngelinye ilanga lama lahlehla hawu. Kwavela ama bench, kwavela ihlalo. Banqipha abantu.
But then suddenly one day they noticed that the growth had stopped and the numbers started decreasing again. The benches were getting empty. And the minister was worried and he got the elders together. And he said, I'm concerned because I notice the people aren't coming to the services anymore. It's as if the Holy Spirit has stopped working. When God is at work, things go forward, there's progress.
He
said, but this worries me, let us get together and pray. Let us meet at least once a week at 5 o'clock in the morning and pray. Cry to God and ask Him to be merciful. But in spite of all that, the numbers kept decreasing.
Kusinda kakhulu ukuba sifike ekseni ngo 5. Kwangathi singahlangana kanye ngenyanga, ayi nganye keviki.
And then one of the elders came to the minister and said, you know, to meet once a week at 5 in the morning, it's really getting too much. Can't we make it only once a month?
Umsebenzi mningi manje sikhathele kakhulu.
There's so much work and we're exhausted.
Hawu lo mfundisi ke ube phila. Ube kungesi umfundisi ophuphile. What I kuno kuba kanye ngenyanga sinciphisa ukuthandazo kusukela namhlanje sohlangana usuku nosuku.
But this minister was on fire. He wanted the best and he said, no, we can't decrease the number of days we're meeting. We should actually increase them. I think from now we should meet every single morning.
Hlangane somluku ngolesibili ngolesithathu ekuseni ngo 5 bethandaza.
So then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, every morning they were meeting at 5.
Alphelangi so. Lona leli lunga elalithi asihlangane kanye ngenyanga ngoba sikhathele lasukuma.
Before that week was over, this same elder that had come and requested that they meet only once a month stood up in the meeting and said, Reverend, Pastor and all the other members here. The tears were streaming down his face. He said that God has stopped working in this congregation. It's my fault. And I want to confess my sin.
Umzalwane usibanibani egula ese kuleli tyokufa.
Said I remember when one of the congregation was desperately ill on his deathbed.
Wangibiza embedeni wakhe.
He called me to his deathbed.
Wathi mfowethu ngiyabona ukuthi lokhu kufa kungise ekufeni.
And he said, brother, I realize that my illness is leading to death.
Manje ngicela ukuthi ungisize nginenkomo eyiningi.
And he said, now please do me a favor, I've got many cattle.
Umkami uzohlupheka nengane zami zingabi nakudla.
And my wife and my children are going to suffer when I die.
Futhi nenkomo ziyantshontshwa zingafa futhi umbendeni.
And I'm concerned if no one looks after the cattle, they can go lost or they can die of some sicknesses.
Or they're stolen. What ngicela ukuthi ungidayisele zonke inkomo bese uthathe imali uhambe nomkami, umkami akafundile, uhambe naye uye ebhangi umchazele ukuthi usufaka imali engaka alukhuze ngesithupha ukuze ahlale noma ngingasekho abuye athole inzalo yemali aphile ngayo.
He said to me, brother, do me a favor, please sell all the cattle I've got and then go with my wife, because she's uneducated, go with her to the bank with all the money that you've got from the sale of the cattle and put it into a savings account and give her the signing rights that she can at least sign with her thumbprint, and then at least she'll have something to live off after I've died.
Ngoba wena ulikholwa ungumkristu, ngiyayazi impilo yakho, ngiyakwethemba, ngiyacela ukuthi umsize kanjalo.
And he said, I'd like you to do this for me because you're a Christian. I trust you, and that's why I'd like you to do this for me.
What, all right, kulungile, ngizokwenza.
And he said, oh, I'll gladly do that for you.
Manje ke, uma esefile, ehamba no mama kamufi eyebhangi.
Now when that person had, after he had passed away, this man went with that mother, or with her widow, to the bank.
Uma esezo yebhangi, faka imali ebhangi. Wayibala, wayibala, wathi, hey, iningi le inkulungwane, inkulungwane, ziyabiza inkomo. Wayithatha enye, wayifaka ekhukhwini.
Now this Christian man, this elder, when he went to the bank and he saw how much money had been realized from the sale of the cattle, he said, wow, these are thousands upon thousands.
Uya no mama ebhangi, ufaka imali, kanti enye uyigodlile, uyifaka ekhukhwini, uyintshontshile.
Then he took some of the money and he pocketed it. So when he went with the widow to the bank, he only deposited a portion. The rest was in his pocket.
Uma befike ebhangi, umanager ethiphelele, yephelile. Gwele, saina, saina. Faka isithupha, baye ekhaya. Kanti enye isekhukhwini lakhe. Uyithathile yena.
So they went to the bank, they deposited the money, but it wasn't all in the bank. Some of it was left in his pocket. He thought no one had seen it. God had seen it.
Wathi bandla imina, uNkulunkulu ongcwele uyehluleka ukusebenza. Ngantontsha, ngathatha imali ngayifaka. Nginesono, ngiyaphenduka. Ngithetheleleni, ngizoya kumasibanibani, ngivuma isono sami, ngizoyibuyisa kuyiphindiwe njengoZakheyo.
And the elder stood there in that meeting weeping and saying, I've sinned, and I'm confessing this sin. I've stolen, I'm a thief. I'm confessing it, I'm going to go to that widow and I'm going to apologize to her as well, and I'm going to repay that money, and not just the money, I'm going to pay back more than I stole.
Ngesonto elandelayo bangena enkonzweni yagcwala swi isonto.
He repented.
Swi kwaqiqima wasebenza umoya engcwele ngenxa yesono. Hey, kukhona abantu phakathi kwethu abahleli nesono. Penduka sivume uma usigodla godla qonda uye esogweni usho inguna phakade iminyaka engamamiliyoni ngamamiliyoni esogweni.
He repented like Zacchaeus, and he made that right. The next Sunday the church was brimful. There were more people than ever because he had repented. You see what sin does. Is there anybody in our midst that has sin in his life? You need to repent from it. But of course, if you don't repent from it, you'll end up in hell.
And you'll spend there for all eternity. But that word doesn't mean anything. But the evolutionists, they bring to our remembrance what eternity is. Millions and billions of years, you'll burn in hell. Ngakho ke penduka, uma uhleli nesono, sivume, mavume ukuthi lishona ilanga namhlanje.
Therefore repent. If there's sin in your life, don't let the sun go down today without you confessing it. God is holy. His way is a highway of holiness. So Gert, walk this way, highway of holiness. And Jennifer, you too, walk this highway of holiness. What's wonderful is that God is gracious and merciful. But remember also that God is just, and He says, if you have something outstanding, a debt or a guilt, you'll be thrown into a prison which you won't get out of until you've paid back the last half cent. And you need to be faithful even in money matters.
If we are not faithful in financial matters, God won't entrust us with His spiritual blessing. We are children of the devil. And we don't go to heaven, we go to hell. Fane utikanye ufe ungena skweletu ngisho ifatini.
Things need to be right and in the light. One cannot have any guilt or debt.
Kodwa kuhle uma ufika uvumi sono, uNkulunkulu uyakuthethelela, uyakuhlanza, ube mhlophe qhwa.
But the wonderful
sono sakho.
The wonderful part is that if one has sinned, if you come and you confess that sin, you forsake it, He cleanses it, He forgives you, and He even forgets that sin.
Even if you should be a prostitute, when you repent, turn to God, confess your sin, He promises that He'll forgive you and He'll remember it no more. But if you don't repent, He'll remember it forever. You can forget it. But when you get to the gates of heaven, that sin will stand before your eyes and you won't enter eternal life. Kusho ukuthi umuntu kayilungisa indaba yakhe. Ngisho nakulaba aba umkhwenyana nomakhoti ayikhali indaba kuze kube usuku lomshado. Uma uNkulunkulu ebagcinile ngisho nasemva komshado kuze kube sekufeni.
So one needs to live that holy, pure life until that day of marriage for this couple. And if God should spare them, they get married even thereafter, right unto death. Let us close and pray. Thank you, Lord, for your word. We think again of those getting engaged. Help them, Lord, in your grace to live a holy life. And help all of us that are here to live a holy life. Old and young. That we will be perfect before you.
Amen.
Amen.